Introduction. I have something to tell you. The first time I spoke publicly about my mental illness, it wasn't planned. I was participating in a workshop when we took turns sharing trivia about ourselves. My group went last. Before I knew it, just when we were about to take our seats, I told the entire room of workshop participants how I'd spent time in the hospital under suicide watch. Unrehearsed and delivered through voiceover cracks, fluctuations, and passionate anger, probably because I was trying very hard not to cry, I shared what had happened nearly 2 years earlier. What was divulged was hard to believe, because what was said wasn't lining up with the Lisa they had known for some time. I always managed the business at hand very well, and could be counted on to get any assignment done. Nothing appeared out of the ordinary to them, because I never let on anything was wrong. Had it not been for my impromptu confession, they still would not have known. When my speech ended, I told them to do with it whatever they wanted. Then I sat. It was silent, way too quiet for an interactive workshop with a room full of people who only a short time ago were laughing and joking about what some of us revealed about ourselves. From the looks on their faces, they heard me, but were too stunned to digest it. A deer caught in headlights moment. Some were crying, which made me feel so guilty for introducing sadness into what was supposed to be motivating discussions that I quickly countered with something I thought would make them feel better, even sealing it with a huge Alice in Wonderland Cheshire Cat grin. It didn't work. The workshop moderator led me by the hand back to the front of the room. There, a standing ovation met me where the impromptu confession had ended. What started out as journal therapy turned into 13 geese in flight, a testimony on how God lifted me from despair. The more I talk about it, the easier it gets, where my tears no longer keep my spoken words company. Even now, people will look at me in disbelief until a hospital mugshot stirs a haunting visual of how far I've come. Don't let the easygoing nature and smile you now see muddle your thinking into believing none of this ever happened. Many times, I wish it hadn't, and as long as God keeps my memory from waning, it is something I must live with for the rest of my life. If my going through it first means I've protected someone else from a wilderness few survive, then I've become a vessel God has used to help others avoid my fate.